least 12 people have died, and now Florida has been added to the list of 10 states affected nationwide by a meningitis outbreak linked to a contaminated steroid injection given for joint and back pain. At least 119 people have come down with the fungal meningitis, and we've had one death in Maryland. Most of the pain centers affected in our state are in the Baltimore area. Scott Amy received a steroid injection from the Harford County Ambulatory Surgery Center, and he joins us now to talk about it. Scott, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Tell me how you're feeling today.
Just a little under the weather. Not too bad, but with the pain in the neck still continuous.
Obviously, you've been calling people. What have you heard from both the ambulatory center and your doctor?
I don't actually see. I'm self-employed, so I don't have health insurance. So I went to the Annapolis Medical Center for a spinal tap on Thursday night of last week into Friday morning. I was there most of the night, and I'm still waiting for the results. For some reason, the ER doctor said sometimes people will fall through the cracks of the floor, so I must be one of them. I called this morning and got passed around to four or five different people, from lab results to back to the ER, to an ER nurse practitioner that said they would call me back about 3 hours ago, and I still haven't heard from them.
Wow. Scott, I can't imagine how both frustrating and scary that must be for you.
It is, because just for the fact that, you would hope that it's negative because they haven't taken the time to call, but, it also concerns me because what if I fell through the cracks in the floor, as the ER doctor said.
Do you think you might go back there physically?
I almost went back last night because right now, the stabbing feeling in the neck is what bothers me the most. It's almost like you slept wrong, but it's been like 2 months. So, and then I'm hearing this morning on the news, you guys are more informative than the actual doctors. The incubation period is longer than they had anticipated. So that worries me a little bit.
Yeah, and just to let you know, that they're speculating that as many as 13,000 people were given this particular steroid injection, but it's not clear how many of them are in danger or how many of the shots were actually contaminated.
Yeah, they did. Harford County Ambulatory Center left me a message. I had missed their call last week, and I called back, and again, nobody was really clear, but she said, unfortunately, if you've been watching the news. I said, yeah, but what are the odds? She goes, well, unfortunately, you were injected with the tainted steroid injection. From what I understand, is everybody's immune system is different, and not everybody will actually get it, but I haven't gotten my results yet.
There is treatment, so I'm
from
wondering why.
But I don't even know if I have it because I'm not getting any communication. I mean, I'm probably physically going to go back to Anne Arundel Medical Center and say, "Hey, what are the results?" Because they haven't even called me back. The footwork on the phone doesn't seem to be paying off either. So I don't know what else to do. I mean, they did take 5 vials of spinal fluid, which was excruciating too, but they haven't called me back with it.
Where is your anger?
Mostly with, I'm angry about the pharmaceutical company allowing something like this to get into something you're going to people for help for. You're going for pain management, and then how does this happen? I mean, how does it happen? There's no real answers of how it actually got into those vials from what I see on the news. And it looks like from the pictures on the news, it's a small company. So who's to blame, and how did it get there?
I know we've only talked one time right now.
Uh-huh.
Please go back to the medical center.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go. I had asked the doctor when I went back for the follow-up after the injections, I'm getting this neck pain. Is there any, it's a couple weeks after the injection you go back for a follow-up. He says, no, you probably slept wrong. Hopefully that's what it is, but it is a feeling like you slept wrong, but 2 months of it. Tried everything from laying flat on the floor to no pillows, and it's not going away. So, without getting answers, it worries me a bit.
Scott, Amy, please keep in touch with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for talking with us after having received spinal taps following a steroid injection for your pain. And you were told that you did receive the tainted steroid.
Yes. Somebody from Harford County Ambulatory Center called and told me that I had received that injection.
All right. Well, all the best, and please keep in touch.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.